now is the time for Nigerian Christians. Children in India find new reason to hope. And skip the Easter outfit, you'll find out why on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nigeria's new president is Muhammadu Buhari, a former military dictator, a reformer, and a Muslim from the north. Todd Nuttleton, a voice of the Martyrs USA, says
Buhari ran on the principle that he would clean up the corruption, that he would aggressively handle Boko Haram and get control of that situation.
Can he fulfill his campaign promises? Well, a crucial part of that will be the appointments he makes.
Pray for President-elect Buhari as he's forming his government. Pray that godly people will be put in positions of influence and that they can be a blessing to their country.
Is this election one to close the books on? Not totally. Violence from the defeated political party is still possible. Key government members are already crying foul. To the Christians, Nettleton says, this is your time.
Pray that there will be security, there will be safety, and that they will be able to worship and serve the Lord without as much fear as they've faced in the last 5 years.
Next, Open Doors USA reports a Christian Nigerian mother escaped a Boko Haram camp but almost cost her life. While fleeing, she got sick. But Open Doors is providing for her and many other Christian refugees medical needs while giving trauma counseling, training seminars, and a Bible. Prayer is desperately needed as well as contributions for supplies so they can stay healthy. Find your next steps to helping at our website. This is Mission Network News. By 2020, India will be the world's youngest country. Half of the country's current population's under 25 years old. The future's bleak for many of them as they face overwhelming poverty and opportunistic traffickers. Todd Van Eck is the president of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India.
That's where the message of Jesus Christ just changes everything. And
through their Children's Bible Club ministry, Mission India is introducing kids to a new future in Christ.
These kids go to Children's Bible Club. They understand their identity. They understand that they're not untouchable, that they're sons and daughters of God.
Mission India's new video, Becoming Rich, shows the transformation in action. You can watch it at missionnews.org. While you're there, help Mission India introduce another child to Christ through a children's Bible club. With each dollar invested, you can change eternity.
The message of Jesus Christ in India right now has so much momentum. There is so much life change.
Meanwhile, how important is work ethic? For prisoners re-entering society in New Zealand, it's essential for good employment. David Scheringa of Crossroad Bible Institute tells us how the book Seven Secrets for Success in the Workplace is helping prisoners learn work skills and about God.
It applies principles from Scripture throughout in terms of honesty, integrity, and giving your best and all the rest. It's all about Christ and His will for our lives. But it's coming at it from the application side.
The long-term effects of this training applies to communities worldwide.
We should care very much that they become contributing members to their communities and become fathers and mothers who understand what it means to have a Christian home. It'll build safer and stronger communities, and our churches will be better for it.
Pray for these prisoners to hear the gospel as they learn work skills. And if Easter is about the resurrection of Jesus, why do some spend so much time focusing on egg hunts and the Easter bunny? Well, this Easter, celebrate our King and the resurrection by giving unique gifts to those in need with Baptist Global Response Spring Gift Catalog. Give gifts like bunnies, sewing kits, clean water, baby formula, and medicine to make a difference leading up to Easter. Go to our website for BGR's catalog and information on how you can glorify Christ this Easter. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage you in your prayer life. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.